My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Yes, we're here at Tinborough, but it is the club, so
yes,
pub beer.
Yes, that makes sense.
The official beer, cheap fun, pub
That's
beer.
That's right.
We're here for the Grand Prix of Portland. Starts, I think, tomorrow.
Yeah, it goes through the weekend.
Goes through Sunday.
With like five different races?
I think 10 races, five different
Open wheel,
yeah.
You were saying.
Yeah, five open wheel.
Yeah. You can get tickets at raceportland.com. Simple things that make you happy, according to, yes, science.
Boy, I love simple things.
Yeah.
Like, I could, if you ask me, like, off the top of my head, I can give you, like, 10 simple things that absolutely I love.
That make you happy?
Yes.
Make you happier?
There's little things in life that just...
There definitely are.
Yes. Simple little things.
Now, this is... I'm not exactly sure that you're science. But
oh, I'm science.
The science of souk. But this is, according to science,
yes.
And there are 9 things on here, okay?
Just 9.
Yeah, the 2 easy ones I'll give you, obviously exercise is one. Sleep more is another.
Sure. I don't sleep very much, but, you know, I don't know if that necessarily, so sleeping makes me happy?
Sleeping more, yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. Mm. But I also read a study on studyfinds.org recently that said how you think you sleep is actually better than how you actually sleep.
That's
it's
odd.
Like a mind F.
Huh.
Yeah.
So if I think I'm sleeping great and I wake up and I feel great versus if I'm actually sleeping like crap.
Well, it's like do you ever wake up or like assess how you slept and you kind of don't really know?
Sure. But I mean I guess I just am of the I just never sleep well. I don't sleep through the night.
So but you've never had good sleep. Surely at some point had good sleep.
Yeah.
Okay, and you recognize that. Like you know what that feels like.
Yeah, there are days when I wake up and all of a sudden I roll over and I realize that I've actually slept through the night or I've slept for like 6 hours straight and I'm like, "Holy crap." I'm like, "Look at that." Yeah, it's like a shock to me when it happens. But I know that that's good sleep because it's
yeah.
uninterrupted sleep.
Well, sometimes sleep, I think it varies. Like sometimes you get really good sleep
yeah.
because you had a fat gummy or whatever you
yeah,
had
whatever
to
you
help
got.
You sleep.
Yeah.
And you're like, wow, that was really good sleep. And then there are other times when you actually don't really know. Yeah. Did I sleep? I mean, you know when it's bad.
Sure.
But you don't really, it's like, I don't know if I slept that great last night. You don't 100%. Always sleep well.
Now, the BTJ has one of those Aura rings
yeah.
that she wears, and like yeah. that tracks it, and then like, you can wear like Fitbits, and I don't do any of that. I just raw dog my sleep. I just, I wake up, and I'm like, hey, let's see what happens.
So a study conducted by researchers from the University of Warwick in England, they tapped into university students ages 18 to 22. Findings showed that self-reported sleep satisfaction was consistently linked to well-being.
Huh. So if I just tell myself that I'm an awesome sleeper and just wake up and be like, I feel amazing.
The better a student reported to have slept, the better their mood and satisfaction with life was the next day. By contrast, the information provided by the sleep device that they were hooked up to during the study was not associated with the student's reported well-being the next day.
Huh.
How about that?
That is interesting. So it's like a placebo effect.
Yes. Right. I think it is.
Well, I also think this, too, like, some people in my life are amazed that I don't sleep very well, and yet I just get up and go, whether I've been, you know, whether I've been drinking or I just don't sleep well or whatever. I just, I can't say that I'm never tired. I just don't use it. I just get up. It doesn't matter whether I slept 4 hours or I slept 2 hours or 6 hours. If I'm supposed to be up at 6:30 or 7, I just wake up and I go about my day. I'm never like, oh, my God, I'm so tired. And maybe that's the same sort of mentality, as I just am used to sleeping like crap. So I never use the excuse of I'm tired. I'm like, oh, well, I got stuff to do. Get up and go.
Of course, exercise is on the list.
Yes.
These are simple things that make you happy, according to science.
I always feel better after a workout.
Here's one, and I could not agree more with this. This has always been something I've tried to do.
I noticed that you just skipped right over the exercise part. You're like, yeah, no.
Yeah, I don't really. I mean, I used to. I mean, I walk. Look.
You walk, play some golf.
My big thing is keep moving. Yeah. Move your hot body.
There you go.
I did yoga this morning.
Hey, look at you.
This one I am a firm believer in. I try to do it. It's move closer to work or work from home.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. And that is a big thing because the stress of the commute.
Yes.
Es bueno.
Yes. We have, because me and the BTJ, we both work down here in downtown. We have explored the idea of coming down. The problem is, like, it's really got to be a significant change because we don't have a bad commute now. It's like 20
That's not bad.
To 25 minutes. And so in order to, like, want to move closer and pay the difference, it's got to be within, like, 10 minutes.
Yeah.
So it's a fairly small area. But, yes, I think living by work and, like, being able to bike to work or not have to get on freeways would be awesome.
Yeah. So that's a big one.
Yes.
And the work from home thing. My wife works from home now.
Loves
it.
Oh
my God. She's like, dude, this is the greatest thing ever.
Well, I know a lot of people with COVID. I mean, that was a game changer for them.
Yeah. Another one. Simple things that make you happy, according to science. Spend more time with friends or family.
Sure. Can we skip the family part and just go with friends?
Well, that's what I said, or. get out to somewhere green.
Yes. And this is like where you always crap on camping. You know,
I
just, there is, you know, whether you camp or whether you get out in nature, I cannot speak enough to the benefits of just getting away from society and getting into the woods or getting out to a lake or whatever.
Question.
It's absolute game changer.
And you can actually feel it.
Yes.
You can feel it in your body, your hot body. Now, that does not mean you have to sleep on the ground. practice smiling.
Oh,
that's a big one.
I struggle with this.
Yeah, you got to practice smiling.
Yeah.
If you've had too much Botox, could be a problem. But if you can smile, unlike Oscar De La Hoya or Holly Saunders,
It's just bad.
It will make you happier. Just smile.
Yeah,
even if it's fake, smile.
Yeah, but the problem is that when I fake smile, then it looks like I'm a serial killer.
Well,
even more
so. Who cares
so
what it looks like? This
sounds like you need practice.
I do. I get told that a lot, and I totally get it. It's, my natural countenance is that of just a raging bitch.
Plan a trip, even if you don't need to take it.
Oh.
Always having something on the iCal to look forward to. That's an easy one.
100%.
I think we're conditioned for this as kids when we're in school. Because when you're in school as a kid, you're always looking forward to Christmas break or spring break or summer.
Sure.
You know? So I feel like we need to do that as adults.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yes. Having something on the horizon is always a good thing. But for some people, I know that's harder than others. But I also think that we use that as an excuse because not everything that you go do has to have a lot of money attached to it.
Correct.
Again, get out, go camping. It's cheap.
Or hiking.
Just get away from work if you can. Just get away from life.
My wife is like that. That's like her number one, is wanting to have something to look forward to. And it can be a day trip to the coast. It doesn't matter, but like something on the calendar where you're getting outside and doing something to look forward to does wonders for her.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Yeah, my wife says it too. We'll go on a hike. She'll be like, oh my God, I feel so alive.
Yeah.
And then she says, let's do it.
Right there.
So we have to do it?
All right. Hey, you don't want to, but you have to.
I don't think I would do it with my wife. That doesn't seem like, why? What's the point?
This is I'm 50 and counting the days to our road trip to the Grand Canyon in 3 weeks.
There you go. That's exactly right.
And like little things like that. Like,
that's right.
I mean, just as simple.
It doesn't have to be big.
No, I take my dog for a walk every morning, and we kind of try to get away and get out and get him off leash and let him roam a little bit. And sometimes that's like the best hour of my day, is because we usually go out in the morning before there's a lot of people out and kind of sunrise, and it's awesome. Yeah. Little stuff like that. Just starts your day off on a good note.
And the final two simple things you can do to make you happier, according to science. One is meditate.
I can't do
which
that.
Which I don't really even know what that is.
I tried, and I suck at it. I can't, and that's one of the reasons I think I struggle to sleep. I can't shut down my stupid brain.
Well, what is meditating, though? Like, what is technically meditating? Can I just sit there and, like, close my eyes and breathe?
Yes.
Is that meditating?
That's meditating.
Okay.
And there's different ways. I mean, there's different forms of it. But, yeah, it's a lot of, like, it's a lot of breathing exercises, deep breaths. Sometimes you empty your mind. Sometimes you let your mind wander. I mean, there's different versions of it. I tried it for a while, and I suck.
And practice gratitude.
Yes.
It's suggesting to keep a journal of things you're grateful for.
Oh, no, I'm not journaling.
Yeah, nobody needs to journal.
No.
At least according to this show.
Yeah, I don't journal.
It does say be overly thankful.
Yeah.
Always just thank people more and just be thankful for things.
Yes.
I'm thankful for Tin Barrel.
There you go. Well, just in general, like, some of that is like a disposition. Like,
and Buckley.
We spend so much time being angry at things as opposed to being grateful for things.
That's right.
Yeah.
And that will help you be happier.
Well, and unfortunately, like, that's a product like, it's if it bleeds, it leads. You know, so much of what we consume is negative. I mean, you're talking today about the Little League World Series, right? That you don't hear a lot about the Little League World Series until it's the Aaron Judge story about some doucher from Staten Island that says that Aaron Judge is an ass for not waving at some kids. And next thing you know, that's the story coming out of Williamsport. Like, we tend to focus on the negative.
All right. Coming up next, if you could replace all the grass in the world with something else, what would it be?
Oh, interesting.
And I've got a pee, so this is number 5.
God, we so would have hit the over if not for your stupid phone crisis.
Well, who knows? Maybe I pee twice in the
next
30 minutes.
I hope so. Fingers crossed.
Here's Bud.
Well, I had to squirt.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.